The scripture says, do not be intimidated by your enemies. Don't be intimidated by that cancer. It's no match for you. Sickness cannot keep you from your destiny. God has you in the palm of His hand. Nothing can snatch you away. If it's not your time to go, you're not going to go. Don't be intimidated by that financial problem. Don't be intimidated by what somebody said about you. There's an anointing on your life that seals you, protects you, enables you, and empowers you. God has infused you with strength. The scripture calls it can-do power. I was at the beach one time when our children were much smaller. Alexander was 3 years old and Jonathan was 6. We were having a good time playing in the sand, making castles, when this little yellow bumblebee came and landed right beside Alexandra. She took off running, afraid. I swatted the bee out of the way. We went back to playing. About 30 seconds later, that bumblebee was right back, flying all around. My kids started screaming, "Daddy, get him, get him." I grabbed my towel and I knocked him down to the sand. I thought I showed him who's the boss. About a minute later, there the bumblebee was again, buzzing all around, flying by our heads. This time I grabbed my towel, not only knocked him down to the sand, but I got my tennis shoe and squashed him in the sand as hard as I possibly could. I was tired of dealing with him. We went back to playing. A couple of minutes later, I looked over just to make sure he was still dead. I couldn't believe it. I noticed one wing start to move. The other wing came up out of the sand. I thought, this is the bumblebee from hell. He started walking across the sand as though he was dazed. I was not only amazed that he was alive, but that he could get back up again. About that time, he started flying off away from me. Just when I thought he had learned his lesson, don't mess with me, that bumblebee turned around and came right back and buzzed by my head at least 3 or 4 more times. I had to dodge it to get out of the way. It's just like he was saying, ha, 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 you couldn't kill me. Alexandra said, Daddy, kill him for good this time. I said, no, Alexandra, this bumblebee deserves to live. I'm 1,000 times bigger than him, and I still couldn't keep him down. That's the way you need to see yourself. No matter how big that enemy looks, no matter how powerful it may seem, there is a force in you that is more powerful than any opposition. Greater is He that's in you than anything that comes against you. Be like that bumblebee. Refuse to give up. Refuse to fall into self-pity. Refuse to let it overwhelm you. Instead, have this attitude. I'm ready for and equal to anything that comes my way. I've been anointed with can-do power. I am armed with strength for this battle. When you have this warrior mentality, this I can handle it attitude, all the forces of darkness cannot keep you from your destiny. Maybe you've already decided, I can't handle this sickness anymore. I can't handle this problem at work. I can't handle taking care of my elderly parents, my family too. Quit telling yourself it's too much. Those negative, defeated thoughts are draining your energy. You wouldn't be there if you couldn't handle it. God would not have allowed it if you weren't ready for it and equal to it. You're anointed for it. When you press past what's coming against you, on the other side of that difficulty is a new level of your destiny. I heard about a wealthy man who was known for being very eccentric, far out. One night he was having a big party at his house. In his backyard, his swimming pool was filled with sharks and alligators. He announced to all the guests, "Anyone who will swim across my pool, I will give you anything you want." In a few minutes, there was a big splash. He looked over. This man was swimming 90 to nothing, dodging the alligators, maneuvering his way around the shark, as frantic as could be. He made it to the other side just in the nick of time, jumped out totally panicked. The wealthy man came over, said, "I can't believe it. You're the bravest person I've ever met. Now, what do you want me to give you?" The man looked around the pool and said, "What I want more than anything else is the name of the person who just pushed me in." Here's my point. Sometimes in life, it feels as though we got pushed in. We weren't expecting it. A bad medical report, the relationship didn't make it, a business goes down, it may be a surprise to us, but it's not a surprise to God. If you get pushed in, don't sit around nursing your wounds. Do as this man did and just go for it. Keep being your best. Keep honoring God. Keep doing what you know you're supposed to do. God has already given you the strength, the wisdom, the favor, the determination, not only to make it through, but to come out better than you were before. Remember, that difficulty is not going to defeat you. It's going to promote you. You can handle it. Take hold of His strength. Get up every morning and remind yourself, I'm ready for and equal to anything that comes my way. I am strong. If you will do this, God promises He will infuse strength into you. You will overcome every obstacle, defeat every enemy, and live the victorious life that belongs to you.